Class Dance 242 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the nation's station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 12th of October, 2025. After the last couple of weeks with lots of unfamiliar dances without their own recordings, I thought that this week we would stick with the mostly familiar. On Saturday, Peterborough and District Branch had their annual dance with Chris and Julie Dewhurst playing. So here is a selection from the programme. We will start with the Rainbow of Saitama by Kaoru Hoshino, devised in 2010 for the 10th anniversary of the Saitama branch. The dance has two snake passes in and finishes with a leg over circle, i.e. circle to the left for 6 steps, 3 bars, then right leg over left as you pivot outwards and chase back. Ian MacPhail and his band made the recording in 2013. four of his own compositions for the Rainbow of Saitama, Kaoru Hoshino's jig, Chrissy Leeson two-step, Miss Moira Sinclair, and Norma's tune. Next, a five-couple square set reel, Fisherman's Reel, which Sue Pettit and Jane Gammon wrote in 1994 for the Grimsby SCD Club. There are nine distinct recordings, including two very different ones by Ian Cruikshanks and his band. Here is his Gilbert and Sullivan tribute version. Five tunes by Arthur Sullivan. For a British Tar is a Soaring Soul. I Am the Captain of the Pinafore. I Am the Ruler of the Queen's Navy. He is an Englishman. And Never Mind the Why and Wherefore. A popular dance with the beginners in my classes is the Galloping Carousel, originally published in 1991 for Ottawa Branch 25th Anniversary, and now in Book 53. This is the RSCDS recording by David Oswald and his band. by T. Green and Gordon Davidson of Bankery by Graham Mitchell for the Galloping Carousel. Our 8-time Strathspey at this dance is Barbara Strathspey by Sue McKinnell, who devised the three-couple Burrell. And that is the formation which I am concentrating on in my classes this term. Like other three-couple formations, they need plenty of practice to get them embedded in the memory. But once there, they should become automatic. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded for RSCDS Book 46. Thank you. named tune for Barbara Strathbay is by Maddie Newfield, and the other three tunes which Kenny and the Wardlaw Band play are all by Muriel Johnston, Lumsden Wing, University Hall, and Miss Anne Hughes. Another five-couple dance, but this time a jig in a longwise set. Inchmickery is an island in the Firth of Forth, and the military buildings on it made it appear like a large battleship during the war. The dance was devised by Roy Goldring in 2000 and is one of his symmetrical dances. There are three recordings, the earliest by Muriel Johnston, who recorded many albums of Roy Goldring's dances, the latest by Nicol McLaren for RSCDS Book 53, and in between, this one by Luke Brady and his band. Was devised for Neil Barron and his wife, and Neil composed the lead tune called The Warehouse. The other three tunes which Luke played are all by Robert McIntosh, Miss Betty Kerr's Reel, Miss Nancy Dick's Favourite, and Miss Sophia Campbell of Saddlewell's Reel. Tambourine is an 8x32 bar reel, which begins with ones leading down the middle and back to second place. 16 bars of half reels, across, on the sides, across, and on the sides, with everyone moving all the way round the set, and finishes with a circle. There is now a recording by Colin Dewar for this dance, but by that time I had already been introduced to this 1996 track from Sound Company, who then were Chris Oxterby, Judith Muir, when she was still Robertson, and her brother Ian Robertson. This is a set of Irish reels from the album Free Spirit. Sound Company played Miss Monaghan by Ennis, Sheehan's Reel, The Reconciliation, and Tam Lin for the Glasgow Reel by Davy Arthur. A new square set medley is becoming popular, The Purple Octopus by Jill Burrows, twice 32 bars in Strathspey time, and then twice in Duke time. Eitan's Round and Back, The Body. Ones and Threes, Men change diagonally right and then left to the other lady. Half turn and twirl with partner up and down the set. Then twos and fours repeat across the set. Eight wiggling legs. Then all the men left hand across, two bars of a grand chain, and turn partner to progress to place. Not sure what that signifies. Maybe the legs entwining around you. Ewan made this recording for Jill, but if you can ask your musicians nicely, then there are several appropriately named tunes which they might play. Enjoy the dance. After Ewan played for the Purple Octopus medley, we will have a John Drury classic, Blooms of Bon Accord, for which there are at least 18 different recordings. This is my favourite by Sandy Nixon and his band on Highlander Music, Volume 1. Although the dance was devised in 1971 to commemorate the city of Aberdeen winning Britain in Bloom for a third successive time, the tune of the same name was composed many years earlier by James Scott Skinner. Sandy Nixon followed that with Staten Island, The Stornoway Sailor by Neil Grant, and Willafjord. Time now for my favourite jig, The Checkered Court by Duncan Brown from 2001, published by the RSCDS the following year in Book 42, for which Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band recorded the CD.
Thank you.
Anderson's band played Lady Charlotte Murray's favourite jig by Neil Gow, Donald Ridley's compliments to Colin Dewar, Coldingham by Muriel Johnston, and Margaret and Jim Dewar by Colin Dewar for the Checkered Court. Staying with Marian Anderson for our last Strathspey, The Orchards of County Armagh was published in the Belfast 70th Anniversary Dances in 2016, ere it appeared in Book 53. Tune for The Orchards of County Armagh is Sailing South by Judy Nicholson. And then we heard Down by the Sally Gardens and To Pauline by Marian Anderson. You will have heard me wax lyrical about Alison Austin's dance Lock Fitty Jig before, and I have been teaching it a lot in the past couple of years. Ewan Galloway has composed a tune for the dance called Alison Austin's Jig, but as yet we don't have a recording for it. So here are Chris Dooley and son Nick Dewhurst with a set which fits well, also suitable for the Quarryman's Jig. Thank you. set began with the Quarryman's Jig by Charles Fraser Sherrett, and then the Dewhursts played three traditional tunes, John Belden's Two-Step, Charlietown Two-Step, and The Joy of the Dance. Our last dance today is the ever-popular The Rutland Reel by Robert Sr., and we will hear a third track from Marian Anderson's band from the Sunday Class Dance Book 1 CD from 2013. The Rutland Reel began with Mrs. Mary Printy and Miss C.M. Barber, both by Ian MacPhail, then Cloudy Morning by Colin Finlayson, and The Wriggling Rag Worm by Graham Munro. And as they were playing live in Peterborough, here are the Dewhursts to play us out with the waltz Endearing Young Charm. Familiar dances and the range of musicians we have heard today. Join me again next week. Bye!